Blog Talk Radio.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the Geico app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the Geico app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Radio.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. I just had a strenuous day today, but I am so grateful to God for another day to be in His presence. And this is Maureen Lee. You're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the Daughter of Ruth, the Daughter of Ruth show. And today, it's like I tell everybody, like, you have to sometimes think back over your life and wonder how you made it through and how far you came with His presence. And sometimes as people, we forget those things. So the topic for this evening is something simple, to the point, nothing that you can't understand. And it's just, my God, it's just an awesome, awesome experience when you get to know Christ for yourself. Amen. And you have to know Him and believe that the change that comes in your life as an everyday experience. And by us not knowing and looking forward to the next day, so sometimes you can just sit back and wonder how you made it over, amen? And that's the only time I tell a lot of people, it's okay to look back, but when you look back, I want you to look back where He brought you from, how you was transformed by grace and mercy, and how you was delivered and set free. And if you can look back to when you first got saved, and where are you now? Where are you now? Are you still fired up? Are you on a sinking ship and you forgot how to hold on? Where are you now? And then I says, it's just a reason. I am not what I was, but are you? Like, where are you in your walk? Where are you with your story? Where are you in life? Are you moving on for God, or are you just lying dormant in your spiritual walk? Where are you? I hear people always say, I thank God I'm not what I used to be. Okay, but what are you doing for the kingdom now? What are you ushering in? What souls are you being delivered? Are they watching you? Are they talking to you? What's going on with this walk? Amen. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Again, my name is Maureen Lee. This is the 272 episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the Daughter of Ruth, and our discussion, I'm not what I was, are you? I just want people to sit back and think of when you first got saved. Where are you now? Where are you now? Can people see the difference in your life? Can people see your spiritual growth? My pastor used to ask us, and Pastor Whitaker said, if I come to your block, what would your block say about you? What would your neighbor say about you? Is it something that they can see that the change that's in your life? It makes you wonder. It really makes you take just a little survey in your life. Are you talking and walking what you preach? Are you really? Are you really? I don't know. If I was back to church, I can tell which part you're doing. Because if you think God is all-knowing and all-great, he can deliver, set free. Oh, you know how you fired up? The church should be kind of full because just with your testimony alone.
Amen.
And it just makes you wonder, what are we saying to people that don't go to church? What are we standing for? I'm not what I was. But what are you now? Can people see your light? This walk is so great. We're going to have turmoil. We're going to have rough times. But we can take all that and give it all to God. I know my grandma used to say he might not come when you want him, but he always on time. But you know he's coming. And that's the story you should be telling everybody. They should be seeing your walk. What is your story telling? Are you practicing what you preach? I'm not what I was. Are you? If you believe that God can transform your life, is that what you're telling people? How many times a day do you sit back and just tell the story how you made it over, how you came out, how you went through? Are you telling your story? It just makes you, and that's what I told with text Chappie earlier, the topic, I'm not what I was. Are you? I really wanted people to think about it. Really think about it. I'm not what I was. What is your passion? What gets you fired up in the morning? When you wake up, what is the first thing on your mind? Is it my Father up in heaven that died for your sins? What are you thinking? What are your passion? I'm not what I was. I'm not what I was. But what were you? Because I tell everybody the way I was in the street is the way I am with Christ. I'm a fighter. I'm about winning souls. I'm a survivor. I'm about going out telling my people that, look, you knew me. You knew who I was. You remember? I'll run up in your house and pull you out by your hair. I don't have to go up in your house, but I'm going to knock on your door and say, look, God loves you. He is crying right now. He's looking at the world right now. Would he be pleased with your story? When he look at you, what is he seeing? Are you walking with God? Are you casting all your cares upon him? Are you meditating on God? Are you studying his word? What are you putting into your spiritual walk for you to say, I'm not what I was, but I'm not what I used to be? But what are you? That's what we're talking about tonight. What are you? Because I want to be that person that walk with God. because I like how he restored my soul when I accepted him as my personal savior. I want people to know the difference. As I raised my daughters, I want them to say, yeah, mommy made mistakes, but mommy got up. My mom's a warrior. I want my daughters to fight for Christ. I want them to let the world know, look, time is winding down. Seasons are coming and going. The days of the week is almost over. I want people to know my story. But it is another plan. God will change your life. He will be your everything. But I'm not what I was. I want people to really think about that. If you can say those things to people and tell your testimony, that's why I let people know. Your walk is very important to those people that don't walk with God, that they can see your walk and say, look, I remember when this little girl was out there, but I see the difference. Hey, what, can I ask you a question? What made you so different? I see the change in your life. I want a little bit of what you got. What's your story? And I want that person to really tell your story, how he cleaned you up, how he delivered you, how he set you free, how you were crooked and he made straight, amen? I want your life. I want people to see your life and say, oh, Lord, that's a child of God. I watched the transformation over the years. I watched how she followed Christ. I watched how she got up on Wednesdays to go to Bible study, Tuesday to go to prayer, and run into church on Sundays because she excited. Just like when you first meet that guy, you so excited, you calling all your girlfriends, girl, let me tell you. Because that's how I was with my husband. Oh, let me tell you. I met this guy. He is fine. Oh, wow. But when I got Christ, did I say it as much? Oh, man, I met this guy. He saved my life. No, you don't understand. He really saved my life. How he restored me. He became my everything. He's my all in all. And I picked this conversation because I don't want to preach at you. I want to talk to you. I was looking at Fox 29 today, and they were talking about this young teenage girl that was literally raped on Facebook. 40 people watched, but not one person said anything. Not one person reported it. But this is the world we're living in, where our kids look at fights all day long on Facebook because they find it funny. I always say, OMG, oh my God, and find it okay. But this is the world we're living in. And if they don't see a change in us, when and who are they supposed to see it in? What are they supposed to believe in? What is your story saying about you? What is your story saying about you? And it really makes you cry. To see your pastors, your deacons, and everybody in the church that's really fighting for Christ, to sit and talk to you on Sundays and pray for you, till they put their families aside because they got to keep their congregation up. And then you go out Monday and do the same thing you did for the rest of the week. What is your story saying? What is it saying? And it just really hurts. It hurts. Shooting 3 o'clock in the evening, afternoon, kids coming home from school. And the bad part is the people that's doing the shooting are afraid to live because they don't know no other way out because they're looking at your story. If you tell your story, man, I used to be a gangbanger. But guess what? That life's not for you. All you want to do is kill, steal, and destroy your soul soon as you pick up that weapon. Soon as you had that idea, where's our men fighting on the corners for other young men? What is your story? What is your life saying? What is your walk with Christ saying to people that don't know Christ? Is your walk telling a story? But I'm not what I was. Are you? I'm not what I was. Not what I was. But how many people are you asking? I don't care if you ask a person 110 times, sister, brother, why don't you come to church with me Sunday? If you got to ask them 115, ask that brother or sister. One day, they're going to say yes. One day. But you don't stop asking. You don't give up. You don't give up. Because God didn't give up on us. He really was like, oh, know what? I stopped speaking to my people for years. But I have to make this right. I have to bring my people back to me. What can I do? And he said, you know what? I'm going to send myself down. And that's what he did. He came down as a human form to walk this earth for 33 years for you and me. But what is your story? I'm not what I was. I can't tell. People see you come and run across the street. Oh, she'll cuss me out. Oh, that's that lady when she loves you. She loves you. Man, she got this hug that just say, oh, everything all right. Well, let me tell you about this lady on my block, man. It don't matter how many mistakes you do, she always tell you, you will have a good day. God loves you. He'll set you free. God loves you. I don't care what you look like, what you got on. I wish my daughters could call in and tell you. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care what religion you consider yourself. I still tell them, you know, God loves you. When you come to church with me? My daughter used to hit me on the leg. Mom, they Muslim. So, will you come into church with me? I want them to see it's a difference in the world. It's a difference with Christ in your life. Yeah, you go through some things, but you come out. And when you come out, and you can see where he brought you from. That's the story I need you to tell people. How he brought you out by the way you walk. This is Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 272nd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Minister Maureen Lee. You're listening to The Daughters of Ruth, and the discussion for the evening is, I'm not what I was. Are you? If you want to call in, you dial 319-527-6091. And it's easy now, y'all. It's no codes, no nothing, just straight line. Because our God is real. Our God is true. And he's really loyal. He's really loyal. No matter mistakes we made, long as we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. And that's what it takes. That's all it takes. And then you too can stand on God's promises. Every last promise God has made you. When you believe those things, when I chap you or Minister Hudson does the call of salvation, your story begins, your walk begins. And I just want people to see that walk, you walking in Christ. I want people to see that transformation in your life, that they can ask you, What's going on with you? Like, I see a change. I want what you have. That's the walk. That's your story. He's the same God back then that healed the sick and made the blind man see. Case the demons out. Don't you have that fire? It's just lying dormant. He said you can do the same. He gave you the same power. But what is your story? I'm not what I was. I'm not what I was. You know what, people? I am so grateful to the Father upstairs that I'm not what I was. Now, don't get me wrong. I made my share of mistakes. I had my share of fights. Because, as you know, when you have daughters, sometimes people do take you there. But now I have a story and a walk that... it's crazy. I just sit and talk to my Father about any situation I'm going through, and I actually leave it there. I don't pick it back up. And I used to tell my husband that. He'd say, well, you getting headaches? I said, no, baby. I know I'm getting headaches, but that's just life. But I'm not worried right now. I'm not worried about anything. And I don't know if he would leave me sometimes, but I really don't be worried. Because I gave Christ my children. I call their names out when I pray for them. And once I call their names out and I pray for them, I say, okay, God, you got them. You made me a promise. But you got to tell him the promise he made you. What promises did he make you with your children? What promise did he make? So sometimes you got to go through your word and get your book of promises. And whatever you're going through in life, that's what you tell them. Whatever you're going through in life, it's an answer in the word. Amen. It's an answer in the word. You just gotta believe it. Establish your strength in him. Be encouraged that one day this too shall pass. And if you can believe it, you can receive it and achieve it. Amen. And that's what I want you to realize. That's where I went. Pastor Troy, I call it a birth. People got to understand. When God birthed something, when he planted a seed in Pastor Troy for Purpose Kingdom Network, or when she was on Blog Talk, Talk Talk, whatever, how many shows she did before she got to this point, he put a seed in her spirit. And he planted this Purpose Kingdom Network in her spirit, and then she gave birth to it. And like I said, this is the 272nd episode. That's a seed that he planted, and she gave birth to it. I'm quite sure she was, like, going crazy, like, oh, God, is this going to be difficult? Who do I use? I don't understand. I don't know how this is going to work. I'm quite sure she had that. But look at the story now. We have a show every day of the week. On Sundays, you got two shows. If you can't make it to church, you can listen to the church on your phone. Amen. If you can't get to the church, you can pick up the telephone and dial the number and listen to any show that is talking about the word, something going on in this world that you can learn from. Purpose Kingdom, y'all. We Purpose Kingdom warriors. Our story has to speak louder. That's how we grow this ministry. That's how Christ looks at us and says, okay, y'all spreading the word. Y'all spreading the word. Blog Talk. Oh, I thank you. I thank you for letting Purpose Kingdom cross back over. Amen. I thank Chappie for birthing this thing. I thank Christ for putting it in her spirit, because she talked it, she prayed on it, she birthed it, and look at how God is moving in this thing. And you notice everybody that ever meet Chappie, Pastor Troy Daly, she's a fired up young woman for Christ. That's her story. She loves her girls. She loves her grandkids. She loves her grandsons. She's a warrior for the cause. That's her story. Her walk speaks for itself. I'm not what I was. But what are you? God gave us so many promises. And I'm holding a book of promises right here in my hand. And I'm looking at every last, like, going through it, like, these is all the promises you made us, Christ. Father, you took time out to give this word to man, to write it. You really talked about salvation, love, peace, forgiveness, righteousness, delivering. How you supposed to fellowship. You gave life examples in your word. You talked about compassion. Psalms is a story, a love song. A book of poetry. But that wasn't it. You talked about mental issues. You talked about courage. You talked about patience. You talked about peace. You even talked about lukewarm Christians. Then you talked about death, how you took the sting from it. and gave us life. Long as we walk with you. And then as you go down your word, you even got something about obedience. How God is faithful. How the church is supposed to operate. But if you don't read your word and get your the words of Christ in you, even if I can tell people, get a scripture a day and study that scripture every day. And every day you read it, it's going to be a different meaning to you. You ever read the word and you read it before, but this time when you read it, it hit you? It hits you and you feel it. That's how your life story is supposed to be. When you're reading that word or you're talking to someone, somebody should hear your story. Are they seeing your story? What is your walk saying about you? What is your story? You know? And that's, it's just my daughter. I think about my daughter, how she says conversations with Laura. This is just a simple conversation today. I just want you to call in. I want people to hear your story, how God set you free and saved your life and made you white as snow. I want people to hear your story. Can someone call in and let me hear your story so we can continue to save a dying world? But we can't save it if they don't see your story. You know, I want people to know your story. Amen. Again, this is Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 272nd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Maureen Lee. And our discussion for Daughters of Ruth this evening is I'm Not What I Was. Are you? It's just a simple question. You know, just a simple question. You know, just a simple conversation. You know, and I'll be telling my grandkids the same thing. I want their stories to even speak in kindergarten, first grade, 12th grade, 7th grade, 9th grade. I have one in every grade. Amen. I want their stories to speak for itself. I want people to see even as kids in Christ, they have a story. Yes. Do we have a caller on, Chappie?
Yes, we have quite a few callers listening, although no one has pushed one as of yet. But, you know, I just wanted to come on and just share a portion of my story because I love the topic, I'm Not What I Was. And, you know, sometimes when we think about walking with Christ, we always think perfection. And it's funny because we thank perfection when we look at other people, but we never thank perfection when we look at ourselves. You know, when we look in the mirror, we always use that quote, well, God knows my heart. But when we're looking at other people, we pick them apart. where they are in their walk. And I have to admit that I used to be like that also. You know, I mean, there are so many different avenues and venues that God has delivered me from and has changed me in. And understand, all of it didn't happen as soon as I gave my life to him. My soul got saved. My flesh sat back and was like, yo, I ain't had nothing to do with that. And every now and then my flesh still jumps up and goes, I ain't got nothing to do with that. But I bless God because now when my flesh jumps up and says that, the spirit of Christ in me tells it to sit down and shut up most of the time. But there are still a lot of areas where God is working on me. But I had to think because there was a time that I would look at ministers, I would look at spiritual leaders, I would look at people who said they were saved, and, oh, you're supposed to be saved, but you're doing this, and you're supposed to be saved, but you do that, and you're supposed to be saved. But then as soon as, you know, it got to me and what I was doing while I was supposed to be saved, you know, I fell back on that old cliche, the Lord knows my heart. But what I had to learn was that that cliche is true, that the Lord does know my heart, and he knows that my heart is wicked. His word says that it's wicked. But I bless God that when God, when my father looks at me, he no longer sees my heart nor my flesh, but he sees the blood of Christ. See, when we say that we not what we was, it's not because of something we did.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of what Christ did in us.
Amen.
Because every now and then, if we be honest, the old us will still rear our heads. I call it the BC me, you know, the before Christ toy.
Well, that's right.
I break it down into the time frame like they do today. You know, now we live in AD, but before Christ was born, everything was BC. So, you know, before Christ was born in me, I call those my BC days. Every now and then, my BC days raises its head up, but I bless God that he always steps in. It reminds me that that time frame, that period, that lifestyle is no longer in existence. So I'm like you. Although I used to go snatch you out your front door, I don't have to do that anymore. Now I find myself praying for you because what I realized is you would be better off having to worry about me. But when you mess with me, now you have to worry about my daddy.
Amen.
And my daddy said, it's better for you to tie a big old rock around your neck and jump into the middle of the sea than to mess with one of mine.
Right.
My daddy said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. My daddy said, vengeance is mine. So if he said it belongs to him, that means at some point he going to come see you about what you're doing to his children. So now I bless God that he has got me into a place where I pray. I pray through my tears because the tears ain't always because I'm hurt. It's because I want to hurt you. But the Christ in me, hallelujah for the Christ in me. I just had to share that because I'm just enjoying, and as you were talking, all of that just started to well up in me where I just had to just bless God and say, thank you, God, that I'm not where I was, because where I was a mess, and I'm believing him to get me to where I need to be because I'm still not there yet.
Amen.
Reverend, I was going to call you Elder Reverend. The ministry is back in your hands. And I, you know what? Thank you, Lord. I'm going to tell everyone now that you are listening to the Daughters of Ruth right here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We are broadcasting at www.blogtalkradio.com. Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Our email address is purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. The reason that I'm giving this information out now is because as Reverend Maureen continues, she will also be bringing the call of salvation today because there is someone listening this evening that's been assigned to your voice. Ministry is back in your hands.
Thank you, Chappie. I love you.
Love you, too.
And you see how she told her story. And that's how you win souls, right there, letting them know we're going to fall down. We're going to make mistakes, but guess what? We get up. We get up because our Father wipes us off and say, okay, baby, start again. And he's just that kind of dad, that kind of mom. You know, when you fall, they take that spit, wipe your knee off, and say, hey, go ahead, baby, run, go play. That's how our Father is. When we come to him and we make our mistakes, he see them anyway. All you do now is confess what you did. He is faithful and just to forgive you. Forgive, he will. He is that kind of God that he's forgiven. And you notice today I didn't really give you no scriptures today, right? Because the next daughter of Ruth show, I want y'all to call in with some of God's promises. What did God promise you? And then I'm going to tell you what he promised me. I'm going to steal my daughter's line. Just a conversation with Laura. Just a conversation with the daughters of Ruth. We're just going to talk about God's promises. We're going to go through some of his promises. And I want y'all to write down what you want God to do in your life. But you give him his words back. He like when you give him his words back. Oh, she's studying now. She came back hard. But you promised, yes, you did, that you'll save my family. Yes, you did. He gave you promises. Women, daughters of Ruth, we fall down, but don't we get up? Mothers, sisters, wives, working women, we fall down, but hey, we get up. Amen. Because we have a Father that help us minute by minute. He walks with us. He talks with us. He let us know, y'all are mine. Amen. But you know what? It's 9:43. We're going to do the call of salvation right now because I want people to realize your transformation is not going to take place overnight. You're going to make mistakes, but it's not a long process. I try to make it easy and sweet. I believe that Christ died for me. I believe that with all my heart. I believed he was beat for all my transgressions, for all my sins. I believe it. I believe he hung on that cross and asking God, hey, Dad, is this really necessary? Oh, yes, I believe these things. I believe he held his head and said, okay, Dad, I'm ready. They didn't take his life. He gave it for you and me. He laid it down. He laid it down for you and me. 3 days later, he rose with all power in his hand. If you believe this, if you can receive the words that I'm saying to you with love, he did this for us. If you can do these things, guess what, baby? Your life will really be changed. And as your life is changing, you say those words, and then you call up a friend, a neighbor. If you want to go in the middle of your steps outside and say, I became saved tonight because my father died for me. And I want to tell everybody, as of this day, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you believe these and say that, it's already done. You became a child of the Most High Living God. Then you can believe. He's watching us. You're going to make your mistakes, and it's okay. He don't want nobody perfect. He's the only perfect. He was perfect. He was perfect. No pastor in the pulpit, no bishop, nobody. From the front door to the basement is perfect in Christ's eyes. So it's okay for you to make your mistakes. But in making your mistakes, acknowledge him. And it's just that simple. It's just that easy. And you're saved. Amen? So you can tell people, I'm not what I was. Are you? And ask them that question. And let your light, let who you are, man, woman, boy, or girl, let your life story speak for itself. Let your neighbor that you used to cuss out see you being a help in the neighborhood. Knocking on their door, look, sister, brother, can I do anything for you? And let them say, oh, wait, what happened to them? It's a change coming. And then start connecting the dots. Then you tell, then they tell the next person how my neighbor changed and how that changed me. And then that change bring on another change. And then you have a chain reaction for Christ. Amen? And then you become excited for the transformation in your life. That you see people around you begin to change. Their walk, their talk begin to change because you came in the building. Amen? I get excited for my Father. I want everybody to get excited about this walk. I just want everybody to feel that peace. That sometime I can sit in my room. Or I look at my daughters. I'm going to embarrass her a little bit right now. My oldest daughter's been with me for a couple of days. And she know I'm a big bag of water. She know I love her with all my heart. Her name is Sakaya. And we had a rough journey. 20-something years later, Zakiya? She's shaking her head. She trying to act like she's shy. You know she ain't shy, though. That's Charles D. doing it right there. Ain't nothing shy about her. But I see the change in our relationship through the years. And I tell her all the time, I don't mean to be smothering. I just needed her to know that I love her. with all my heart the way I love her dad. And that's what God's love is about. Loving no matter what the situation. She loved me through my mess. I love her through hers. But the best part about our relationship is she's not just my daughter. She's my friend. I love you, boo-boo. She waved her hand at me, y'all. She tried not to let y'all hear her at all. She really shaking her head. That little, like, that little innocent look that kids give you. Like, don't do this. Don't do this right now. Don't do this. Don't do this. Sakai, you want to say hello? I said say hello. I didn't say wave. She laughing, y'all. But I thank God for her. And I thank God for Kiona. Y'all, I mentioned Zakai, y'all. I thank God for Janine, Chrissy, Charlene, and Laura. I thank God for Stuart. I thank God for Monique. It's so many. I can go on and on. Even the girls that I raised that calls me mother. I can go on and on of the love. I had one of my granddaughters, Kiara, texting me as I speak to you guys. I even told her to call in. I don't know if she did is going to call, but I sure did tell her to call in. You know? But I want people to know you can, your love is bigger than the bread box. I don't want you to keep God's love in a square or a circle. I want you to put his love outside the box. I want y'all to do a challenge for me tomorrow. The one person you think is your enemy, I just want to just go up and say, I love you. Do you mind if I hug you? Men, I want to shake, brother, I want to shake your hand. And do you have a minute to hear my story? And if you can do that every day, guess what? You start building God's kingdom up, okay? It's simple. We as individuals have to build up God's kingdom. That's what it's about. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about my Father's kingdom. It's about when that trumpet sounds and the dead shall rise. That's what it's about, his kingdom. We have my husband, Charles Lee, with us this evening. You would like to say anything about your transformation, how he brought you up from some pain state, the three wars, and
he's still bringing me up.
Amen. He's getting a cold.
Amen. You know how I say I'm not where I'm supposed to be at, but I'm not where I used to be at neither.
Amen.
Amen.
But it goes to show you, he's not what he was. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that.
But he begins to tell his story. When they do their, what's the ministry y'all come on? Y'all coming again? What? What month? This month? When?
Round table.
The Round Table Ministries. Elder Charles Lee and Minister Rob Pop Pop Hudson. And then we have a show tomorrow night. Is D Block Church on tomorrow night?
Thursday.
I get kind of confused with, but one day we're going to have a calendar for everybody to see what shows are coming on that y'all can always call in. Again, this is the Daughters of Ruth episode. This is the 272nd episode. Lord God, God is so good. It just takes me back to the first one. You remember, Chappie, your first show?
I remember my very first show. Not only do I remember the very first show ever on internet radio, I remember our very first broadcast with Purpose Kingdom Network. And the title of that show was Thy Kingdom Come. I remember it as if it was yesterday. And I wanted to tell you that, yes, you are correct. Tomorrow evening at the 10 p.m. hour, we will be having another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network with D-Block Church and the one and only Misunderstanding herself, our sister Adrian Allen. And speaking of Adrian, I believe that this is her on the line for you.
Amen.
What up, what up, what up?
Hi, baby.
Man, how are you?
I am blessed. I'm really blessed.
I want to say that, you know, I love the transparency. I have to say that, you know, I'm a big person on that. I like the fact that it's his radio, but you're so transparent that we can hear you, we can feel you, and it's like when you have tears that are welding in your eyes, like we can hear the tear. That's God. That's awesome. That is awesome. Yes, tomorrow night is D-Block. We are going in. We are going to keep it right where everybody else is at because my topic tomorrow is what God has for you is for you. So we should just go get it.
Amen.
And then I'm going to tell everybody what God gave me. And I've been working and walking with this multiple sclerosis for 7 years. And within my seven, as Toy says all of the time, seven is the number of completion.
Amen.
I don't want to say that it is, I don't want to say that it is over, but I can say that I feel the completion of where I am right now. And tomorrow night we're going to talk about it a little bit and hopefully it will bless somebody because like Elder Lee has said many a times, if you tell the truth and you are explaining what's going on, God is going to be pleased. Now, if it's not the nicest thing, then, I mean, I think that we've put God in a nice realm for way too long. And now is not the time for God to be nice. God needs to be in your face, like every in your face. You know, that everyone walks around here wanting to be offended or this bothered me, but no one cares about offending God at all. He's the only thing that we sacrifice. He's the only thing out of everything because if you don't want to offend these people and you don't want to offend these people and you don't want to mess up this color and you don't want to mess up this person and you want to hurt these children and you want to graze these kids this way, but no one's talking about God. We talk about any and everything, but we can't talk about God. So tomorrow we just going to really get to an understanding about who we are, what God is doing for us in our lives. And for those who are not understanding the move of God within his kingdom, we're all apart. We're all apart. And your oldest right there, that's not only your daughter but your friend. I love that because my prayer is I'm waiting for that. One day I want my mom to say, oh, she's my friend. How long we been friends? 20 years? I want her to be able to do that. Because that was everything.
You should see her sitting there smiling. That's my baby.
And she deserves the smile. She deserves the smile because the second you said it, it made me hit one. Because I said, well, I have to say this because, you know, if my mom was on the phone right now, I would say, Mom, let's just pay attention and, like, just, like, follow what they're doing. You know, it's not always going to be roses. It's not always going to be great. But at the end of it, we'll be able to sit back and laugh and smile and talk about it. I bless God for you. Keep up the great work. And definitely we'll see you guys all tomorrow, 10 p.m.
We sure will. I thank you, Adrian, for calling in. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow at 10 o'clock Purpose Kingdom Network. It'll be the 273rd episode of D Block Church. I want y'all to tune in because what God has for you, hey, is for you. And what I love about Adrian, she keep it 100. Willie Moore Jr. have nothing on her. She's the real keep it 100.
Amen.
And I love her spirit. I love her personality. No matter what she go through, she's just Adrian. To know her is to love her. She's about her dad's kingdom. She really, truly is. And I just want to thank everybody for listening. And like I said, the next show for the Daughters of Ruth, I just want you to show me, tell me some of the promises that you gave your father on your life. What are the promises that he made you that you're going to run with, that you're going to tell the dying world that Jesus loves them? And that's what Purpose Kingdom is about. We're out here, we're telling our stories on Blog Talk Radio for y'all to really realize Jesus is not a myth. He's not a prophet. He's the Son of Man that died, and he's coming back again, and he wants you. He's looking for a few good people to stand up in his kingdom. Will you choose him? Would you be the one? And my question, I'm not what I was. But guess what, y'all? I'm not what I used to be. And that's the best part about my Christ. I love him so much that he see beyond all my mess and still love me for me. And if he can love me through all my mess, guess what? He can love you through yours. Because no one in this walk is perfect. I am far from it. But my love for him is genuine, baby. The love I have for my husband, my children, but first of all, my father in Christ, my daddy, my big brother. Amen. And I just want y'all to realize he's real. He loves you. He loves you. He put you on this earth just for you to love him. That's it. All he wants is your love. It's hard for you to love everybody because you don't love yourself. But that's the key. When you wake up tomorrow morning, look in that mirror and say, I love me some me. And when you begin to love and forgive yourself, you can love and forgive others. And that's what it's about. Purpose Kingdom Network. This was the Daughters of Ruth. I'm not what I was. Are you? And this was the 272nd episode. And I'm signing off. And I love you with the love of Christ, with my whole heart. Amen.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.